WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The Mothman Prophecies is a new eerie thriller based on a true-life outbreak of weirdness in Point Pleasant, West Virginia. The events took place over a 13-month period, beginning in November 1966. The movie stars Richard Gere and Laura Linney. Film critic John Powers has a review.
Normally, when a movie starts, we pretty much know already what's going to happen all the way through. The lovers will face obstacles but then get together, or the murderer will taunt the cops but eventually get caught. But over the last few months, we've been offered a group of new films that my wife calls "What the Heck is Going On" movies. Memento, Mulholland Drive, Vanilla Sky, even A Beautiful Mind. Far from telling familiar, straightforward stories, they're deliberately designed to disorient us, to knock us off our bearings. They make us wonder what's real here and what's fantasy. You'll find yourself asking just that during The Mothman Prophecies, an enjoyable new thriller that has a clumsy opening half hour, but soon becomes thoroughly engrossing. Richard Gere stars as John Klein, a star reporter for The Washington Post who seems to have it made. Then his beloved wife Mary, played by Deborah Messing of Will and Grace fame, dies when she crashes her car after seeing a strange moth-like figure as she speeds along the road. 2 years later, the bereaved John is still haunted by her memory. Driving down to Richmond to interview the governor of Virginia, John suddenly finds himself in Point Pleasant, West Virginia, 500 miles in the wrong direction. And he's only been on the road for 90 minutes. The ironically named Point Pleasant is a town whose locals have been dealing with baffling things. Sightings of a spooky red-eyed creature some call the Mothman. Telephone calls from inhuman voices that utter deadly prophecies that have a way of coming true. Along with a good-looking local cop, that's Laura Linney in a thankless role, Klein tries to figure out what's going on. Could these really be spiritual or extraterrestrial visitations? And if so, what do you do with them? Here, he gets advice from an expert in unearthly visitations and prophecies, played with fierce intensity by the superb English actor Alan Bates.
Last week, my friend got a strange phone call from an entity, spirit, whatever. Seemed to know everything.
My God. And it made predictions.
Yeah.
And they came true.
Yes. His name was Indrid Cold.
It's perception, John. They appear differently to everyone. A voice, a light, a man, a monster. If your friend thinks he's talking to God, he's off by more than a few degrees.
How do you explain it? Knows everything.
Hey, look at that. If there was a car crash 10 blocks away, that window washer up there could probably see it. Now, that doesn't mean he's God. Or even smarter than we are. But from where he's sitting, he can see a little further down the road.
The Mothman Prophecies was directed by Mark Pellington, whose last film, Arlington Road, worked a similar emotional terrain. That picture was about a terrorism expert, also with a dead wife, who becomes fixated on the notion that the people next door are terrorists. But as we watch, we keep wondering if he could be going crazy. The same dynamic is at work here. We're never quite sure whether Klein is unraveling cosmically significant events or simply sliding into obsession. Richard Gere is not always the world's most expressive actor, but here his limitations serve him well. Rather than thrusting the movie into hysteria each time something weird happens, seeing his dead wife, for instance, his low-key grimaces help keep the movie from rocketing into melodrama. And Pellington does a spectacular job of making us feel Klein's feverish hunt for the truth, conjuring up a mysterious world through his riveting use of sound and striking production design. In Point Pleasant, Klein stays in a motel with burgundy walls and oddball lamps. It seems to be owned by David Lynch. Far more skillfully than A Beautiful Mind, The Mothman Prophecy lets us know how it feels to find coded messages everywhere. Almost every shot seems to contain something that resembles a moth or takes on a recurrent Y shape whose meaning I won't give away here. Of course, finding patterns everywhere is the very essence of paranoia, and The Mothman Prophecies is probably best described as a paranoid thriller. Not the political kind that Hollywood turned out 20 years ago in pictures like 3 Days of the Condor, The Parallax View, or Cutter's Way, but the pulpy extraterrestrial kind you had in the 1950s. It harks back to pictures like Invasion of the Body Snatchers or Village of the Damned. And like classic pulp, Klein's visit to Point Pleasant builds to an exciting climax fraught with uncertainties. We can't guess whether Klein will save the town from prophesied disasters, somehow reunite with his dead wife through the intervention of the Mothman, or himself be destroyed by his own desperate search for the truth. Although Klein's quest is the hyperbolic stuff of thrillers, he's merely confronting a heightened version of the existential issues that we all deal with every day. How do we find some sense in life, with all its seeming portents and inescapable tragedies? How do we handle losses that linger in our minds, often more powerfully than what stands alive before us? In the end, the Mothman Prophecies is about that most human of problems. How to go on living when we often don't know what the heck is going on.
John Powers is media columnist and executive editor of the LA Weekly.